Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi, everyone. Susan Winter here. Thanks for stopping by my channel. If you're listening to this on the podcast, hello. If you're watching me on YouTube or another platform, a welcome greeting to you. I am continuing with your questions and answers because you send them, as you may or may not know, to susanwinter.net. To the very last section in the nav bar is the contact page. And then at the bottom, you can leave your questions and answers. And this is from one of my followers in Germany. Love my European clients, love all my clients, but I love the fact that I have so many global clients. This is a lovely note, and it is from Anna. And Anna writes, "Dear Susan, I love your insights and have a question. Some psychologists claim that if a relationship fails, it's solely on the individual, implying that with enough self-work, any relationship can succeed. However, I believe compatibility, values, and emotional connection play a big role. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you. Many greetings from Germany." Danke. Who are your psychologists? Good heavens. Yes, you are absolutely correct. It takes two. It takes you and your partner. One person cannot pull the load. And if you're watching this video or you're listening to this on the podcast, you're probably the person who is educating yourself. And I bet you've been the one who's been doing most of the work in almost all of your relationships, right? Because the person who tries the hardest, who wants to be the most informed, who is really working on the relationship, is the one who is doing the work. But it can't just be you. And if you are watching this or listening to this, and you've been through a couple disastrous relationships where you tried everything, you amended yourself, you tried to work with your partner's idiosyncrasies or their dispositional traits that were so difficult, and you have been patient, and you have been kind, and you have been nurturing, and you have been there for them, and you've been proving what a great partner you are, but it still dissolved because they couldn't or they wouldn't do it, then it is not on you. It takes two people. No matter how gifted, talented, excellent communicator you are, no matter your skill set, they have to participate. Your partner has to be ready, willing, and able to be fully invested in this relationship with you. Okay? I think I've made my point clear. It is not a one-person deal. Most of you who take the time to learn have been the one person who's been working at it. And I have good news for you. Those partnerships failed because when you finally started to realize it, in each incarnation of each new relationship, and you voiced it, and you started to get a little resentful, and you started to see it, and they wouldn't work with you, or it was too much work and too much effort, and oh, they'd have to make you a priority. Oh, God forbid they'd have to treat you as nicely as you treat them, or even think about you, or what are your needs and what are your wants, then you're at this place right now, and what we can say is, yay, they're not. They're not with you. You're here. You may be single today, but you are not carrying the load of that relationship because you're not supposed to. So if any of you feel like you have to do it all, take it from this lovely person in Germany, Anna. You don't. It's two people. Now, here's what you can do if you're not doing this already. When you see that something's off, tell your partner. Get it very clearly established in your mind what it is that you need to say to them. explain it in a way that's brief and condensed. Ladies, especially, please. I know, we go on forever. Please, we go down. 3 hours later, they still don't know what you wanted. So just make it brief and clear. This has been happening. This is how it looks. This is how I feel when it's happening. This is why it affects me. And here's what I'd like to see. Can we work to this end together? What do you think? Let's talk about this. Here's where you negotiate. And if all of your attempts to do that come up against a brick wall, there's no other option. I hope this helps you. Relationships are two people, okay? So if you are interested in more, go to susanwinter.net, check out all of my resources, my books, my audiobooks, and my consultations. I travel throughout the world, and I will be letting all of you know where I am and when. So I also take clients individually when I go to foreign cities, and that's been a lot of fun. So whether you're listening to this on the podcast or you're watching it, if you like it, subscribe. Please click the notification bell. That way you'll know when there's a new episode that drops. And thank you for joining me today. And thank you for bringing your wonderful questions so that we can all benefit and get some clarity. Take care.